Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, do you help solve problems or are you one of them? We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. We're hopeful that as we talk together about the Word of God, that each of us will learn something that will be helpful to us in our study of the Word of God. All right, let's get to our study for this week. The question commonly comes up concerning the term Christian. We hear people using the term Christian in all kinds of ways. People say, well, this is a Christian nation. Their meaning by that, probably most people in this country believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and so in that sense, they are Christian. When we look about us, we hear people say, well, here's a good man, and surely he's a Christian, just because of his good moral conduct. Well, does the Bible give us any definite definitions that would help us to understand who is or who is not a Christian? Now remember, I'm not in the business of determining whether a person is right with God or whether he's not right with God. That job belongs to the Lord. And John chapter 5 and verse 22 makes that evidently clear. He says very clearly, the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed judgment unto his Son. So Jesus is the one who does the judging. But he has given to us his word, and in his word he's told us how we can determine whether or not we are Christians. And so in making that application to our own lives, the question is, are you a Christian? And I'm asking that of myself. And then let's look at what the Bible says about that. Remember that the term Christian is used just three times in your Bible. It's found in Acts 11 and verse 26. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Or in Acts 26 and verse 28, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And then in 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. Well, if you look at those passages, each of them refer to the term Christian, first of all, in its origin, secondarily, in our purpose in trying to get people to be persuaded to become Christians, and then third, in regard to living in such a way that is in harmony with the teachings of Christianity. So the term has Bible reference, and it is something that we can look at in the Word of God to describe who is a Christian. I ask the question, is a person a Christian just because he's a believer? Well, people tell me that's the way it is. If a man believes in Christ, then he's a Christian. And so right on down the line, they tell us that there is no requirement made in the Bible other than just be a believer in Jesus Christ. Well, certainly I recognize the importance of believing, but friends, is that all that's necessary? Let me ask you this. When the Bible says the devils believe and tremble, does that mean the devils are Christians? They believe. And there's no question about that. They fear, they tremble. But does that make them a Christian? Well, of course not. And so the term doesn't just refer to any person who claims to be a believer in Jesus Christ. All right, let's try again. What about a good moral person? Does a person living a good moral life automatically become a Christian? Well, there are a number of examples in the Bible, and there are examples even in our community of people who are good, moral people, but they're not Christians because they have never submitted themselves to Christ or to the teachings of Christ. I look at a man named Cornelius in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and I don't know of anybody who would question the morals of this good man. Here is a man who is devout, who prayed to God always, a man who gave much alms to the people, and who feared God with all of his house. All of that would describe a good moral man. But Cornelius was not a Christian. And I know that to be true because Peter said he came to him to tell him words whereby he might be saved. He wasn't saved at that point. He had to be taught the Word of God. And as a result of the teaching that he received, he became a Christian. Well, keeping that in mind then, a moral person certainly is doing right by living a good moral life, but that's not enough to make a Christian out of him. If he lives a good life, we applaud that, but he would be made better if he became a Christian, became a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, are all religious people Christians? Well, I think you could answer that question very quickly. There are a number of religious people in the world who are not, by any stretch of the imagination, Christian. Some people who are religious don't even believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. So how could they be Christians if they do not believe in Jesus? Well, the answer is religious people are not necessarily Christians. I read of a man who traveled many miles to worship God, as the 8th chapter of the book of Acts tells of it. But you remember this man was not a Christian. When he heard about the Lord and had Jesus preached to him, this man was obedient to the gospel and became a Christian. So not all religious people are Christians. Well, if a believer is not necessarily a Christian, and a good moral person is not necessarily a Christian, and a religious person is not necessarily a Christian, then what is it that makes a person a Christian or a follower of Jesus Christ? The term Christian implies that one who follows the Lord, or one who is a disciple of Jesus Christ. An interesting term is found in Matthew 28 and verse 18, when Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations." How do you make a disciple? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. If you read the passage carefully, the way you make a disciple is to teach him and baptize him, and a disciple is a follower of Christ or a Christian. Go back to one of the verses we looked at in the outset, Acts 11 and verse 26, and the record says, "And the disciples were called Christians, first at Antioch." So a disciple is a Christian. Jesus, how do you make a disciple? Well, you teach him and you baptize him. That's how a person becomes a Christian or a follower of Jesus Christ. We'll have more to say about this in our study tomorrow. I do hope that you'll be listening and tell others to listen to our program. In the meantime, remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.